9 years ago, I took a leave from a very rewarding but highly demanding and stressful position as an attending physician at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, where I practiced pediatric emergency trauma medicine. Putting my family first, I focused on raising our daughters and caring for my terminally ill mother-in-law. Despite my advanced education, I maintained an astonishing degree of financial ignorance. I worried about my routine of frequently getting into salvageable amounts of debts and fretted about our financial future. I did not apply, in my financial affairs, the exquisite discipline and logic that brought success in the medical field. I did not obsessively avoid mistakes as I did in my medical profession, but often repeated dumb financial behaviors. Added to all of this discomfort was the guilty realization that I was not eager to return to work in the emergency trauma field. I worried but had no clear plan of action until I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. With a surge of gratitude and relief, I began using ideas discussed in this book to craft a plan of action. The more I read and learned, the more passion I felt towards this field of financial education. A strong passion, very similar to the one that propelled me into medicine, began to take hold. Here also was a vehicle for changing lives. Shifting lifestyles have been a constant theme in my life, but in the past, the lifestyle change was imposed on me. I was not yet the one taking the financial reins and making the change happen. When I was 2 years old and my brother David was 4, our father, who was a doctor, died. My mother earned a living as a nurse, and for 7 more years we remained in Camden, New Jersey, where I was born. By the time I was 9, my mother decided she had had enough of cold winters. She decided that we should travel to the French Riviera, which sounded very exotic to me. I thought we would spend the summer there, and then I would return to the 4th grade. I ended up staying there until I was 18 and ready for college. Certainly, there were many wonderful aspects to living in Nice, France. I learned to speak fluent French and studied Russian, German, and a bit of Arabic. The landscape was spectacular, the culture enriching, and the beaches unforgettable. While living on Social Security and VA benefits, my father had been a veteran, we managed to fit our rather impoverished selves into the social strata of the Riviera. During the summers, we traveled around Europe, living in a tent pitched on various camping grounds. We discovered more by impulsive wandering than by careful planning. Although this rather unusual lifestyle was highly prized by my adventurous and intrepid mother, our financial situation was frankly precarious, living as we did from small check to small check. The dull and disciplined pursuit of long-range planning did not seem to fit with the fun of this rather impulsive and carefree lifestyle. At the start of the summer when I was 12, my mother decided to decamp to Greece and arranged with the American consulate to retrieve and forward our next check to the small village on the sea in Italy, where we would be stopping along the way. The first day, no check appeared. Nor did it show up on the second day or the third. By the end of day 2, the last of our money had been spent on dinner, so by day 3, without breakfast or lunch, my brother and I were feeling hungry. We were also bored, and out of that boredom and necessity grew a business. My very artistic brother, then 14 years old, started making a cement paste from mashed algae and stone dust as I began collecting and pulverizing colored stones. Together, we fashioned on large flat stones renditions of the blue sea, the rocky beaches, and the green islands offshore. Pleased with our efforts, we branched out into pictures of animals and marine life, although I must confess that my brother displayed a gift for art that far surpassed mine. By the time the after-dinner crowd of tourists strolled by, we had quite a collection. Then one person asked how much a stone cost. Thus was born a small business successful enough to feed the 3 of us quite well at the local restaurant for the next 2 days until the check arrived.